Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back to the top of the hour Exit Coach Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. And I'm very excited about my next guest. She is Colleen McKenna from Intero Advisory. Let me check that. It's Intero Advisory. And they're out of Baltimore, Maryland. And they help individuals and companies better navigate LinkedIn for business development, recruiting, and brand awareness. And we're going to talk about how they do that right now. So, Colleen, thanks very much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here. I'm excited to share a little bit of more knowledge about LinkedIn with everyone.
Well, we're excited to hear it, Colleen, because it's one of those things that, you know, it hasn't gone away. It's not going anywhere. It just seems like LinkedIn has really become a, how do we put it? It's Facebook for people with a job. There's a lot of ways people put LinkedIn, but it started off kind of like a job board, didn't it?
It really did. I took a deep dive into LinkedIn about 8 years ago when I was running sales teams. And back then, you know, relatively speaking, there were few people on LinkedIn. And I really saw it take off in the beginning of 2011. I felt like the first quarter of 2011, it really hit its tipping point. And what's interesting, everybody would say to me, well, I don't know that I need LinkedIn because I'm not looking for a job. I'm the CEO. I own the business. I don't need to worry about it. And just last year, in the middle of last year, LinkedIn came out and said there is now more content being published on LinkedIn than there are job posts. So the evolution has really gone quite far, and it's really fascinating to see the positioning for LinkedIn today and how people are using it today. So it's much more than that job board or that recruiting source, if you will.
So listeners, you hear that, right? I mean, LinkedIn has become a very important site for your social media, for your awareness of your company out there. Very important site indeed. So Intero Advisory, Colleen, how do you work with your clients to help them get more out of LinkedIn?
Well, initially, it really started as lunch and learns. I'd gather a group of people, whether they were business development or owners of companies, and we'd gather them together, and in about 90 minutes, I could talk to them about LinkedIn and show them how to use it. And from there, it really developed into one-to-one coaching and retainer relationships where we work with clients on strategy and group training. What we like to do that's, I think, a little bit different is we get really granular really quickly. So we do a lot of interactive workshops because we find that there's really three buckets for people relative to LinkedIn, and I'd love to share those with you.
Great.
45 plus, typically they get the why behind LinkedIn, but they're not really always comfortable with which button to push. They didn't grow up intuitively understanding this sort of breezy social world we live in today. And so it makes them a little bit nervous, and the technology may not often be their strong suit, but they get the why, which is super important. And so we train them a little bit differently. And then we have a group that's under 30, and clearly they know the button to push, but related to LinkedIn, they don't know the why until we explain, you know, you need to get off that parent payroll. You need to get a job, a second job. You need to build a network that, frankly, may be with you for the next 30 or 40 years. And then there's the bucket in the middle, which is 30 to 45. And what we see in this group is probably about 70% of those people, they know the buttons and they know the why. They just need to know the next cool feature on LinkedIn. What did LinkedIn just release? And when you explain it and tell them how to use it, they're kind of off and running. But the balance of that group, Bill, it's kind of interesting. They were either really heads down building their career, having children, coaching lacrosse or soccer, they missed it, and they're in the 45-plus group. So the range in proficiency and comfort level with LinkedIn is really across the board. So it's important for people like us to really understand how people learn and make it as interactive as possible and start showing success and getting results as quickly as possible for people so they can kind of build that momentum. It's a little bit like a flywheel. They get a little momentum and off they go.
You know, most of our audience is age 50 plus, and they're mm-hmm. in that 45 plus category, as am I. And basically we're thinking, you know, I think I understood the why at one time, and then I tried it, and I just didn't see this. It was the early days of social media, and we didn't see the results. And so a lot of us just said, I guess it's out there. We need to be there, but I just don't get it. But it's changed a lot, and especially LinkedIn has changed as to the ways you can use it, the groups and the different types of company pages you can have. So what are some of those big changes that have happened in the last few years that people might not be aware of if they haven't been watching?
Right. And the biggest change is that about 5 or 6 months ago, LinkedIn's business plan was actually leaked. And so, of course, we downloaded it quite quickly and read through it. And actually was at a conference with LinkedIn, one of their conferences in October. And I asked their senior management, hey, how much of that business plan is accurate? And they kind of laughed and they said, pretty much all of it. And really, LinkedIn has been positioning and will continue to position themselves as a front-to-end business tool. So what do I mean by that? Marketing software automation, customer relationship management tool, a publishing platform so people can publish their content, a recruiting platform. But, you know, LinkedIn's big mission is to create the largest economic opportunity graph in history. What LinkedIn's really actually trying to do is look at all of the information that they have that their members, remember, it's all user-generated on LinkedIn, so that their members are putting on LinkedIn about their own personal job experiences, skills, volunteer, board work, projects, education. And they're looking at all this data and they're pulling it together and they're saying, okay, well, how can we help identify what jobs are going to be out there 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and help people position themselves to really further their career? So that's one aspect. The other aspect is, I talk to a lot of CEOs and business owners and independent entrepreneurs, 50 plus, and they're like, you know, I don't really see the point. I don't have time. And in today's world, that actually is no longer a good enough answer because the search engines like, you know, LinkedIn a lot, Google and all the search engines base everything on TrustRank, and they look at LinkedIn as a very authoritative website. And then drilling down, they say for each individual member on LinkedIn as a professional, this should have your most up-to-date and accurate professional information. We're going to give you a lot of juice for that. So if you haven't, you know, out there, if you have not done a Google search on your name, put your name into Google and see what comes up for you. Typically, your LinkedIn profile should be 1, 2, or 3, unless you're really prolific and do a lot of content. So you can get a lot of great search engine optimization juice out of using LinkedIn's platform because it's going to really propel you much higher. And especially for a lot of companies who don't get a lot of web traffic in the B2B space, professional services, for example, consultants, it is a great way to increase your visibility. So I think it's really important to think about.
And so what's one of the biggest mistakes people make with regards to their profile? Because I know that's a very important component of LinkedIn, right? Or if not the most important.
Mm-hmm. Everything in LinkedIn starts with an individual. So that profile is absolutely critical. And what we see, and we look at hundreds of profiles, you know, a month, is that people just don't fill them out properly. They just fill them out. So I actually think that the word profile is the wrong word. A profile is a brief biographical sketch, and you know, but that's the word LinkedIn gave it many years ago. And then people started to say, well, it's really like your online resume. So people were just uploading their resume or copying and pasting their resume into LinkedIn. And now the way we talk about it and the way LinkedIn talks about it is it's your professional story. And so the problem is if the number one activity on LinkedIn is looking at other people's profiles, which is good. We want people to look at our profiles. If our profiles are not really well written and stand out and tell our story, they don't create any competitive differentiation for us. So I think the biggest missed opportunity on LinkedIn is people not taking the time. And it is. It's definitely a block of time, an investment of time to build up that profile. So not only is it complete, but it's optimized with keywords. And the more your LinkedIn profile is optimized with keywords, the more easily you will be able to be found within LinkedIn. Very often people will say to me, LinkedIn is so random. It's always suggesting these people that I don't know and, you know, would have no way of knowing these jobs that are random and these groups that are random. In fact, nothing is further from the truth. LinkedIn is not random because all of its algorithms are working in the background to try to put in front of you the right matches, the right people you should know, the right jobs that might be a great fit for you, the right groups that you should be a part of. But it can only do that based on the content that you put in your profile. So lots of times in, you know, endorsements in the skills area, I'll see CEOs who are endorsed for, you know, PowerPoint. Well, that's not true, but they haven't really filled it out. So when you fill out your profile correctly and you build it out so it's smart and strategic and optimized with 4 to 6 keywords that are woven in a meaningful way throughout your entire profile, you will be surprised to see how you might be viewed differently by your peers, by prospects, by customers. We just had a client who's in the construction space, worked on his profile with him, and he actually got a note last week from his client saying, "Wow, I knew you were a great guy with a great company, but now that I know how much volunteer work and how you give back to the community, I'm so glad we're doing work with you." I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? And he just,
that's great.
The only way he knew that was by reading this guy's updated LinkedIn profile. So using the sections that LinkedIn provides is really important because right now 47% of people are viewing LinkedIn profiles and LinkedIn in general off of a mobile device. So the more you use LinkedIn's sections, the easier it will be for people to scan your profile quickly. You'll get about 8 to 10 seconds typically on a profile. We want people to spend a little bit more time on our clients' profiles. So we want to build it out. You can add video. You can really turn them into almost like a mini microsite. I have a client that we added 90 seconds of video to his LinkedIn profile, and he is a CEO facilitator, and it was 90 seconds of him facilitating a strategic planning session, and within 10 days, he had tripled the number of people coming to his LinkedIn profile and was able to get new meetings from that. And it was all because that video, I think, really demonstrated how he does his work. So you would get a sense of how he would fit or not fit in your company. So video is really powerful on LinkedIn.
I didn't realize you could put video on the profile. That's good to know. And so, I mean, there's been a lot of changes. That's the point here is that, you know, if you don't look at it, you don't know that the changes are happening, or if you don't work with somebody who knows what's going on, you don't know the best way to use it. What would you suggest people commit as far as time to LinkedIn on a, let's say, a weekly basis? And what are some of the things that they should always do when they go to LinkedIn?
Great question. I would say, so the number one biggest investment block of time will be building that profile correctly. But for business development purposes, we have a lot of very practical tips on how to do business development in under 30 minutes a day. So you can be really effective when you know the right buttons to push and what you want to accomplish in a very short period of time. I sent out this morning 10 messages on LinkedIn, and in probably within 2 hours, had 3 meetings set up. Because I really work my network. So,
yeah.
And introduce people in my network. So that's really important. So, you know, I know other business development people that we work with who are spending 2 to 3 hours a day minimal in LinkedIn because that's where they're finding their great lead. We're doing, remember, at the very core, LinkedIn is also a database. A great database because unlike lists that you can buy, which are third-party, LinkedIn is user-generated content. So as long as people are keeping their profiles up to date, you'll be up to date. So tapping into LinkedIn as a search tool to find the right kind of prospects is huge and how you're connected to them. Recruiters, we actually have a recruiter on our team, and she spends about probably 4 to 6 hours a day on LinkedIn. People who are in a really active job search should probably be spending at least 2 to 3 hours a day in LinkedIn looking for jobs, seeing how they might be connected into a company, asking for introductions. But minimally 30 minutes up to, you know, whatever it is. And it used to be that, you know, CEOs and business owners would say to me, I don't want my salespeople in LinkedIn all day. Okay, well, we can rein that in, but my challenge back to them and what I'm seeing change is, well, if your salespeople can get better leads and start more conversations through LinkedIn, aren't you okay with that? Because that sure beats making cold calls all day long.
Yeah, and a good point you raise is that often people will respond to the LinkedIn through the in-mail. Or is it called, what's it called, the LinkedIn in-mail?
Right,
so,
in-mail.
Yeah, because it's not in the general, you know, flow of email information that they get, which is, you know, just ridiculous these days for a lot of people. So it's still kind of a frontier as far as contacting someone perhaps that you don't know. And I found that people I would never expect to email this or call these people and get a phone call or get an email response, but they respond to the LinkedIn mail. So that's a great tip. And what other, you know, there's groups, there's having a company set up a separate page for that. You can do polls and surveys. What other unique tips could you give our listeners in the remaining few minutes we have?
Sure. So I just wanted to touch on groups for a second. Groups are incredibly powerful, lots and lots of opportunity in groups. And groups give you access to people without necessarily having to connect with them. So we're all about, you know, having a strategic, intentional network that's highly engaged as opposed to just lots of numbers. So what we suggest to our clients, you know, make sure your network is really highly engaged, that 85 or 90% of your network, if you reach out to them, they'll respond to you because they actually know who you are. But use groups as a way to build out your network and get accessibility to new people so that you can connect with the right people through those groups. And you can see all the members of the group. So I was working with somebody the other day, and we identified a group that is an ideal group for him for sales, and it had something like 14,000 members in that group. And we started drilling down, and in about 30 seconds we came up with about 400 people within 50 miles of him that would be great sales targets. So groups are really powerful. I have a client that closed $350,000 worth of business by answering a question in a group. And so
that's
people
fantastic.
Are looking, you know, the amount of information in the world has so, you know, exploded, but our brains haven't grown proportional to the amount of information in the world. And so people are going into the network that they respect, asking questions about who they should talk to or, you know, get a referral from. Buyers are now 70% along in making a buying decision before they'll engage anybody with a company, in a company. So they've already vetted. So groups are really powerful. LinkedIn company pages, we love them because they are the collective view of your organization on LinkedIn. It's free real estate. It doesn't cost you anything to build it. But you want to build out your LinkedIn company page. Very often when you go to a company's website, there's really, you can't get any detail. You can't get a lot of information about who works there. But when I go to somebody's LinkedIn company page, in about 30 seconds, I can tell whether this company is progressive, old school, conservative, whether they're using content. I get the vibe of the company really quickly because it's the collective people view of the of that company. So really a great way to kind of create a LinkedIn presence. It, as you were saying in your earlier interview, you know, you have to be prepared for people to find you any which way these days. You have to be ready to serve them. And so somebody might go from your individual LinkedIn profile to your LinkedIn company page back to your website. And you want to try to create a pathway so that people end up back at your website, but maybe they don't even need to go that far. Maybe they've learned enough about you and you've created enough context just in LinkedIn that they're willing to talk with you and network with you.
It's fascinating stuff, Colleen.
Don't miss that opportunity.
It's fantastic. And you have a LinkedIn profile guide that you'll send our listeners if they get in touch with you. What's the best way for them to get in touch and receive that?
Sure. If they go to www.interoadvisory.com, that's interoadvisory.com. On our website, just go to our sign up for our blog, put a note in there, and I'll send off a LinkedIn profile guide. We write pretty prolifically twice a week on LinkedIn, so we have a lot of tips and how-tos on our blog.
Fascinating stuff. Again, you need to get involved with LinkedIn, and you need someone who can walk you through and understands the site so that you can get the most out of it. And Colleen McKenna and Intero Advisory are those people. So get in touch. Colleen, I really want to thank you for joining us today. It's been fascinating. And, let's get together again soon and talk some more about some of the more advanced ways that our listeners can use LinkedIn.
I would love to. Thanks so much for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. So please stay tuned.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.